guys.
How could anybody like this and be here?
For the pits.
Okay, we're back. This is not the lineup. We're going to play some acoustic music for you.
Let me see if I can hear it for sure.
As Chips told you before we went off, this is the classical part of our program. And we're going to open with a tune that was written by Chip. And it's entitled The Romantic Gloria. And in this piece, we're going to play acoustic instruments, then switch to electric instruments, then switch back to acoustic instruments, all in the same tune. It's a really difficult task, but we're going to do it. And oh yeah, if for those of you that don't know what acoustic instruments are, here we will introduce these things to you. This is an acoustic bass. This is a traditional bass. Wood bass, and this is about 35 years old, and this is what is known as a bow. And you take this and you draw across the strings and make a sound. Right, and that will be played by Sam Clark. Over here, we have a traditional guitar. This is a brand new Ovation guitar, which is about 1 week old, because the other guitar that Al had had an accident and an elbow went through it. So he can no longer play that guitar, so he's going to play the new one. And he will play it on this tune too. Al Vignola will play the acoustic guitar. Is that a Steinway piano? What is it? Oh, would that young man stand up, please? Over here we have a piano. A wooden piano, and it is a traditional instrument, a traditional piano. And this is Chick's piano shiner up bird that he has hired here. This guy is shining up there. Chick will be out in a minute. And Chick will play the acoustic piano on this piece. Now, over here on this platform, we have the traditional instrument, the drums. Yes. Also, there are two big kettle drums over there that do make noise. They aren't props, they do make noise. And there's a big gong in the back, and then there are these long things over here that make noise, that make sound. And they're called chimes. 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 We're going to play this piece for you, and the name of the piece is The name of the piece is The Romantic Warrior, and right after this, we're going to do what we do a lot of times. We're going to play some solos for you. I mean, we don't know what we're going to play. We're just going to rattle and play something for you. So this is a classical part of my program, and we're going to play first The Romantic Warrior. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Thank you. Monsters now. And we're going to play you a suite of new music that we've been putting together new music for the past 3 or 4 weeks that we're going to put on a new record that we're going to do in December. And this is one of the pieces. It's about two characters, real characters. So one cat is called a tyrant. You know what tyrants? He's like a big, burly, really evil-looking cat. Like, you know, boils on his face. Snot stripping down. He's really evil.
Imagine.
And then there's this other cat. He's a jester. You've heard of jesters, right? Jesters use their brains. Their minds. So these two guys, like, this music is all about these two guys getting into it with one another. And they're gonna have a duel. The piece opens up with the tyrant. You'll notice the tyrant as the piece opens up. And then later on, the jester comes in, and they go through some stuff together, and you'll see what happens at the end. It's called The Duel of the Jester and the Tyrant.
Thank you.
That was nice, wasn't it? Yeah, I thought that was good too. Okay, for our next piece, we're going to continue with another piece written by Lenny White. And this is one of our older pieces from our album, Where Have I Known You Before? You know that old album? You know that. Yeah. That was a good one, wasn't it? Yeah. No?
It's out of sight!
Thank you, yeah. This piece is called The Shadow of Low. Yeah, I forgot one thing. At the beginning of this piece, Chick is going to treat you with a nice piano introduction.
Thank you.
Yeah.